ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 11 ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪ ದರ್ಶನ ಯೋಗ ಶ್ಲೋಕ 36 ಸ್ಥಾನೇ ಹೃಷೀಕೇಶ ತವ ಪ್ರಕೀರ್ತ್ಯ ಜಗತ್ ಪ್ರಗೃಶ್ಯತ್ಯನುರಜ್ಯತ್ತೆ ಚ ರಕ್ಷಾಂಸಿ ಭೀತಾನಿ ದಿಶೋದ್ರವಂತಿ ಸರ್ವೇ ನಮಸ್ಯಂತಿ ಚ ಸಿದ್ಧಸಂಗಾಃ ಸ್ಥಾನೇ ಹೃಷೀಕೇಶ ತವ ಪ್ರಕೀರ್ತ್ಯ ಜಗತ್ ಪ್ರಗೃಶ್ಯತ್ಯನುರಜ್ಯತ್ತೆ ಚ ರಕ್ಷಾಂಸಿ ಭೀತಾನಿ ದಿಶೋದ್ರವಂತಿ ಸರ್ವೇ ನಮಸ್ಯಂತಿ ಚ ಸಿದ್ಧಸಂಗಾಃ ಸೊ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸೇಸ್ ನೌ ಅರ್ಜುನ ವಾಚ ಸರ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸೇಸ್ ಓ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನೌ ಐ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ವೈ ಆಲ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಡೂ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರಂಸ್ ಟು ಯು ನೌ ಅಲೋನ್ ಐ ನೋ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ ಪ್ರಾಸ್ಟ್ರೇಷನ್ Till now, I thought it is some kind of a custom or a convention, like shaking hands. It's like a mechanical job. So now I know the complete implication of namaskaram, prostration. What is that implication? I want my personal will to be in resonance with the total will of the Lord. Lord represents the total will. I represent the individual will. And I, the individual will, should be always in tune with the total will. That then only harmony can be maintained. That means what? My life will be in keeping with dharma. Remember, as was told in the last webinar, total will and dharma are identical. Because total will is what is given in the shastras. That and dharma are identical. Total will is another name for dharma. So, my life will be in keeping with dharma. Because dharma also stands for the harmony in creation. The total will of the Lord is also for what? For the harmony in creation. But our will is generally for our own personal interest most of the time. I won't take into account my personal interest, but I will take into account the interest of the world. That is going to accord, that will be then according to the God's will. That is how one should train oneself to think. So he says, Hey Rishikesha, Tava Prakirtya Jagat Prakrishyati Iti Sthane. Sthane, Sthane, it is my natural, proper. What is proper here? Jagat Prakrishyati. The world is happy. Prakrishyati. Tava Prakirtya. By what? By glorifying you. By glorifying you, the world is happy. Remembering, the glorification is not simple emotional outpouring, that kind of glorification. Here, the bhakti, the glorification, stuti, they all require lot of wisdom. This is not an emotional bhakti. Generally, people take Lord as a beautiful person, very handsome person, and then think of the person and shed tears. They go emotional. It is a blind emotionalism. We are not talking about that kind of bhakti. Here the bhakti that is talked about is based on knowledge, based on wisdom. The Lord representing the total and I representing the individual, Vashti, the Lord Samashti. And when I am merging with the total, identifying with the total, because of that identification, I forget my individuality. And naturally, I go beyond limitation. The moment you are individual, then you have limitation. The moment one goes beyond limitation, then beyond individuality, then he goes beyond limitation. And it is this ananda that we talk about as the ananda born out of bhakti. Not the ananda that is born out of emotion. Because that does not require understanding at all. Because it is emotion outpour. But this requires a lot of understanding. And it is such people that Arjuna is talking about here. Jagat. When he talks about universe, the whole world. Those people of good understanding. Bright understanding. Who know the difference between Vashti and Samashti. Individual and total. And who knows the Vashti's identity with Samashti. Such people. Tava Prakirtya. By talking about you, prakarshyati, they get happy. Not only that, anurajyate cha, and they are gratified, pleased, anuragaha, love, pleased with Whereas all other asuras are all frightened. These people are all pleased and happy. Who are these asuras? All those who are not identifying with the total will, who are all interested only in their individual well-being. Such people, they are called asuras here. So asuraha means every selfish person is an asura only. Every selfish person. It is not just only this thing. Every selfish person is an asura. So because they want happiness at the cost of others' happiness. They are only self-centered, interested in their happiness only. So people playing music loud. Rakshasas need not have protruding teeth and all. It is only symbolic. Even though in this chapter we said, you know, Swami has protruding teeth and all, Rakshasas all. No. When I cannot think of anyone else other than me, I am an asura or a rakshasa. And whenever I do any such thing, God has punished me because I am separating myself from the total, forgetting the total. And my life becomes a danger to the total. I become the cause of a disease. Excuse me. Cause of a disease. And wherever, whenever I do any such thing, God will punish. And when people of such a disease, when they join together, like the terrorist group and all that thing, it becomes a threat to the whole society, to the whole world, like a germ, you know, causing disease of, you know, first to one organ perhaps. And if it is left unattended, will capture the whole body also. And Lord has to punish such people, and so they are frightened of the Lord, and therefore Rakshamsi Bhitani Dravanti. They and Lord become enemies then. The individual will and the total will, they become enemies now because they are not in harmony with the individual will, so and the total will, so they become enemies. There is no harmony between them. Whereas in the case of a bhakta, a devotee, Lord is not an enemy because Lord's will and their will are in alignment, are in agreement. That is why when the Narasimha Avatara happened, all people got frightened except one person, Prahlada. He openly expressed to Narasimha, "O Lord, I am not frightened of you at all. But I am frightened of another terrible thing. And what is that? Samsara. I am frightened of samsara, not by you. How can I be frightened of you, who is meant to take me across the samsara? Samsara Sagaram. You are the one who is going to take me across." So the asuras are frightened and the bhaktas, they enjoy glorifying you. And frightened, what they do, all those people? Dishaha Dravanti. They run all over, in all directions. The interesting thing is, in Narasimha Avatara, you know, Sakshat Lakshmi herself got frightened. It was so ghora. Such a fierce look of Narasimha. No other deity, including Brahmaji, etc., could approach. At last, only Prahlada could approach the Lord. There also same prayer only. You have done your job of killing Hiranyakashipu. Now come back to the normal form. The same way Arjuna is now asking Krishna, come back to your normal form. So Dishaha Dravanti. They run all over, all in all directions. Not only that, Sarve Siddha Sangaha Namasyanti. All the groups of Siddhas, Siddha Sangaha, they are all prostrating, namasyanti, prostrating to you, admiring your job of creation, protection and destruction. They all admire. If the total wants to protect, he can adopt any number of methods. For the Lord, there is no shortage of methods. Remember the volcano erupting, killed all people in the island, except the one criminal who was in an underground cellar. If you remember that incident which I told, I think a couple of webinars earlier. In an island where there were 10,000 people, there was a volcano that erupted. All people died except that one guy, a criminal who was kept in a cellar underground. He only escaped. So the job of the Lord in creation, protection and destruction is so great that we accept all the three jobs willingly. That means even if you are going to remove me, when you come as death for me also, "Oh Lord, I won't protest." That is the attitude I should develop. That is the height of bhakti, that I should accept my own death as another prasadam of the Lord. First, Lord gave me the prasadam of birth. Now the Lord gives me the prasadam of sthiti, life. We are still breathing because of the Lord. I accepted these two prasadas. Then should I not to accept the third prasada also? If not, don't accept the first two also then. Say, I don't want birth also. Then no death also. Then, you know, that's what we call it as moksha. So, yaha sakshat karanat bhavena punaravrittihi bhavambonidav. That is what Dakshinamurti Sotram said. Therefore, either say no birth, no death, or you say have birth and death, both. You cannot say, I will have only birth and no death. Both are okay. Both should be taken. So, siddha sangaha. The word siddha, we have seen earlier also. So, janmana eva jnaninaha. People who are all, by birth itself, they are jnanis. From janma, they are called siddhas. All of them namasyanti. They do namaskarams to you. They prostrate you. Shloka 37. Kasmachatena nameran mahatman gariyase brahmanopyadikartre. Kasmachatena nameran mahatman gariyase brahmanopyadikartre. Anantadevesha jagannivasa. Anantadevesha jagannivasa. Tvamaksharam sadasat tatparam yate. Tvamaksharam sadasat tatparam yate. So, being this Arjuna's stuti born out of his bhakti, surrender, acceptance of the Lord in both his aspects, agora form, gora form, all those. Here Arjuna asks, O Krishna, previously I wondered why people were prostrating to you. Why do namaskarams to you at all? If a guy is totally ignorant, no problem. He will just do. If he is wise also, he will do. But when a guy is half informed, Raja Bhadragiri, he says, yada kinchit yoham ghana ivam madanantat mabhavam. So, when I was kinchit yaha, I was only, you know, I was like an arrogant person, like an elephant, because I knew only little. Yada kinchit buddha jana. So, sakasata vagatam. So, but when from wise man, when I understood a little of wisdom, when I was an ignorant person, I was like an elephant, arrogant like an elephant. But from a wise person, when I understood a little bit of wisdom, then only I understood how small I am. So, tadam murkosmiti. Then only I understood how foolish I was. Murkosmiti. So, previously Arjuna wondered why people were prostrating before the Lord. Now my wonderment is why all people are not prostrating. That is a change. So, such is an evident fact. The totality and the might of it, the strength of it. In front of it, everyone should prostrate. So, he asks, Kasmat tena nametan. Why do not people prostrate? Narametan. Why do not people prostrate in front of the total, which is a natural course? They should naturally do namaskarams to you. Why they are not doing? Hey, Mahatman. O Vishwarupa, Mahatma. We have seen this word Mahatma earlier also. Atma means this Shariram. Throughout the entire 11th chapter, the word Atma refers to Shariram only, body. Mahatma means one with the big body. Vishwarupa Shariram ityartha. So the body of Vishwarupa, big one. So, O Lord, with an infinite body, why won't people prostrate to you? And what type of you? Brahmanaha api gariyase. Who is superior even to Brahmaji? Guru means big. Kariyan, bigger. Garishtaha means biggest. So, who you are bigger than? You are bigger than even Brahmaji. Here, Brahma is not actually Nirgunam Brahma. Not the Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. We are still in the Saguna plane only. We have already told many times, Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga also is in the Saguna plane only. So here, Brahma means Hiranyagarbha, Prajapatihi, the creator of all beings, that Brahmaji. And Hiranyagarbha's technical definition is what? Samashti Sukshma Sharira Avachinna Chaitanyam. That is called Hiranyagarbha. We have already seen all those terms now, you know. Hiranyagarbha, Tejasa, all those things I have already described earlier. So, the Chaitanyam with Samashti Sukshma Shariram is called Brahma or Hiranyagarbha. subtle bodies, all subtle bodies together. So here Krishna represents Samashti Karna Sharina, Karna Sharira Upahita Chaitanyam Ishwaraha. So Brahma, he is Hiranyagarbha, Krishna represents Ishwara. So Samashti Sukshma Shariram is Hiranyagarbha or Brahmaji. Samashti Karna Shariram is Ishwaraha, the Lord here Krishna. And so Hiranyagarbha is also born out of Ishwara only. So just to only remind ourselves the equations which we already told earlier, Virat. Virat represents Chaitanyam plus Samashti Sthula Shariram, grass body, total grass body plus Chaitanyam is Virat. And Hiranyagarbha is Chaitanyam plus Samashti Sukshma Shariram. Chaitanyam plus the total subtle body. And Ishwara is Chaitanyam plus Samashti Karna Shariram, the total causal body. So what is the order of superiority among the three? Chaitanyam plus Samashti Karna Shariram is the subtlest and the superior most, because that is Anadi, that is birthless. From that Ishwara is born Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha has got a birth. Brahmaji has got a birth. He lives 100 years. We already told earlier in some other occasion how is the age of Brahmaji calculated. And that is why in the Puranas, from Vishnu, Brahma comes. Vishnu representing Ishwara and Brahma representing Hiranyagarbha. Or to go one step further, the lotus, you know, coming out of the navel of Brahma, Mahavishnu, that indicates Hiranyagarbha, and the lotus Brahma sitting represents, Brahma sitting on the lotus represents the Virat. So Vishnu is Ishwaraha, lotus is Hiranyagarbha, and Brahma is Virat. And here the word Brahma stands for Hiranyagarbha. And here Krishna stands for Ishwara. So you, the Ishwara, are superior even to Brahmaji. Why? What type of Lord he is? Who is Adikartre? The first and foremost creator is the Lord. Before Brahmaji started to create, he was created by the Lord. Vishnu is supposed to be Adikarta. And whom does Vishnu create first? Brahmaji only. And Brahma takes charge of creation there afterwards. So first Mahavishnu created Brahmaji, and Brahmaji started to take up creation from then on. And Brahma means the creator Karta, but he is not Adikarta. He is a Karta, but he is not Adikarta. Adikarta is the Ishwara or Mahavishnu. Who is the Karta of Vishnu then? He is not created, because Vishnu is Chaitanyam. It is not the Mahavishnu we are talking about, the one who is sleeping on the Shirabdi and all. This is Chaitanyam. So he is not created, because Vishnu is Chaitanyam. So Chaitanyam plus Samashti Karana Shariram. So Karana Shariram also is Anadi, and so is Chaitanyam. All are, we have already talked about all these in our Tattva Bodha lectures. So anybody has any doubts, please refer to those notes or those lectures. So Adikartre, and then Anantaha, Anantaha, O infinite one. These are all actually Sambodhana, addressing the Lord. He is addressing the Lord like this, O Anantaha, Adikarta. And here also we should remember that the Anantam, that represents the Saguna Anantam only, not Nirgunam. It's not Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. There it is Nirgunam Brahma, Nirgunam Anantam. And then because the entire Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga is all only Sagunam, it is not Nirgunam. Then Devesha, O Lord of all gods, Devanam Ishaha. So Brahmadinam Api Ishaha, the ruler of even Brahma, Indra, Agni, Varuna, all those gods. So Jagannivasa, we have seen this word also before, who is the abode of the whole world. So Vishwadharam Gaganasadrisham, that Vishwadharam. And so Jagadam Nivasaha, so Shashti Tatpurusham, so Jagadam Nivasaha. And what is your nature? Tvam Aksharam, you are the imperishable one, Aksharam. The Veshti will perish, the individual will perish, but the Samashti will not perish at all, the total. So you are Aksharaha, the imperishable. Not only that, Sadasat Tatparam Yate. Here Krishna, the Arjuna is talking about the Nirguna nature of the Lord. He hints, you are beyond Sat and Asat, Karyam and Karanam. Sat means Karyam in this context, and Asat means Karanam. So it is in this context, not always, sometimes Sat means existence also. So here it is Karyam. So that is, you know, Murtavastu, that which has a clear shape, that is Karyam, the one that's the effect. So Asat means Amurtavastu, the invisible Karanam is Asat and visible Karyam is Sat. You are beyond both cause and effect. And what is Karyam? The whole world is Karyam, effect. And what is Karanam? Maya is Karanam. And you are beyond the world and Maya, beyond Karyam and Karanam. Here Param, Param means beyond both cause and effect. You are beyond both cause and effect. So this particular word indicates Nirgunam Brahman. So here there is an indication of Nirgunam Brahman. But predominantly it is Saguna only in the entire 11th chapter. Actually Shloka 35 to 45 show the bhakti or surrender of Arjuna to the Lord. Most of them are glorification of Vishwarupa. Most of them glorification of Vishwarupa, and so they are all very, very popular shlokas. Where they use for daily prayers, people recite this. But many people do it as a mechanical prayer daily. But the real benefit is what? When we remember the background and how Arjuna rejected certain portion of creation and later how he accepts everything, that is the vision. Initially he rejects all those forms, those fierce forms. Later he had to accept. So that attitude is important. The acceptance of pairs of opposites, that is important. Once a person reaches that stage, that is growth. Shloka 38. Swamadideva purusha puranaha. Swamasya vishvasya param nidhanam. Vetasi vedyancha paracha dhamam. Tvayatatam vishwam anantarupam. Vetasi vedyancha parancha dhamam, not parastam. So all these are stutis. So tvam adidevaha, you are the first and foremost God. The cause from whom all our other devatas and things have come later. You are the ultimate cause. Here the Lord is glorified from the Vedantic angle as the Samashti Karana Shariram Sharira Upahitam Chaitanyam. It is Anadi Ishvara, as we said earlier. Purushaha. Purushaha means Purayati Sarvam. The one who pervades everything is called Purushaha. So Vishnu is Sarvam Viveshti Iti Vishnuhu, one who pervades all. Purushaha. So these descriptions are also of Virat alone and not Nirgunam Brahma. Again, we have to be in the Sagunam Brahma stage only, not Nirgunam Brahma yet. So both are all pervading. The difference is Nirgunam Brahma is Nirgunam, whereas Virat is Sagunam. It is Sagunaha Sarvam Vyapnoti. And Puranaha, Puranaha means the ancient. Being Sarva Karanam, being the cause of everything, the Lord has to be before everything. So he is the causeless cause. So Pura Api Navaha, that is Puranaha. Even though he is very ancient, still he is very much Navaha, new, fresh. You know, not dead and gone, not old and obsolete. He's not old and useless kind of thing. So he is ancient, but still obtaining, therefore, Puranaha. And Asya Vishvasya Param Nidhanam, you are the substratum, you are the support of this whole universe. So Vishwadharam Gagana Sadrisham Megavarnam. So Vishwadharam. So there the beauty is what? That in one sloka itself, so the Shantakaram Bhujagashenam, in that particular sloka, the Lord is described as a person and Virat also. So there is a double description. And when we say Bhujagashayanam, Megavarnam, Shubhangam, all that, it is as the Vishnu is a person, as though Vishnu is a person. But Vishwadharam, when we say that, personal description is gone because Vishnu is a person, as a person cannot be Vishwadharam. So when we say Vishnu as the supported, we should not think of the Shankachakra Gadadhari as the one who is supporter. We should not think of it, but the Virat. And that is why the next word is Gagana Sadrisham, space-like. He is like space-like. And what is the color? There is no Varnam at all. First line is Gagana Sadrisham. So, thus, in the very same shloka, సో వర్ణరహిత విరాట్ ఆర్ ఆకాశ సమాన విరాట్ ఆల్సో ఈస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ అండ్ ద పర్సనల్ డైటీ ఆల్సో ఈస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ శ్లోక. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ఐడియా? ఇనీషియలీ యూ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ పర్సనల్ గాడ్ అండ్ లేటర్ ద లార్డ్ షుడ్ నాట్ బీ ఎనీ మోర్ పర్సనల్ ఫామ్ బట్ ద లార్డ్ షుడ్ బీ భూహ భూహు పాదౌ యస్యనాభిహి ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ద నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ వీ విల్ ఫైండ్ ది ఇష్టదేవతా రూపం, విరాట్ రూపం అండ్ నిర్గుణ రూపం. All three will be there. All three stages will be there in any ashtotra we can take. If you want to take any ashtotra, it will be there. We should not permanently say in any particular form only. We should expand our mind to Virat and then to Nirgunam Brahma also. So here also, Vishwasya Nidhanam. So, Nidhiyate Asmin Iti Nidhanam. So what type of Nidhanam? పరం నిధానం, ది అల్టిమేట్ సపోర్ట్. వీ హ్యావ్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ బిఫోర్. ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ దిస్ బుక్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, దిస్ డెస్క్ ఇస్ ది నిధానం, ఇస్ ది సపోర్ట్. బట్ ద డెస్క్ ఇస్ నాట్ పరం నిధానం బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సపోర్టెడ్ బై వాట్? బై దట్ ది సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఆన్ ద ఫ్లోర్, సమ్ అదర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆన్ ద ఫ్లోర్, అండ్ దాట్ ఈస్ సపోర్టెడ్ బై ద ఫ్లోర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. సో ఫ్లోర్ ఈస్ సపోర్టెడ్ బై ది ఎర్త్. సో ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ నిధానం or support, all right, but they are not param nidhanam. Then what is param nidhanam? How do we define it? That which supports and which is not supported by any, that is param nidhanam. And what is that? The Lord alone is param nidhanam. Then vetasi vedyam vedyam cha parancha dhama, you alone are in the form of the knower, vetasi veta, and you are alone in the form of vedyam, the known. Veta and Vedyam, subject and object, Bhokta and Bhogyam, Pramata and Prameyam, you are that. Or we can even say Chetanam and Achetanam also, because the knower is always the Chetana Vastu and the known is always an Achetana Vastu. Aham Annam, Aham Annadaha, అహమన్నం 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 అహమన్నాదోహమన్నాదోహమన్నాద. సో అన్నం అండ్ అన్నాద. సో దీస్ పేర్స్ ఆర్ నథింగ్ బట్ యూ, అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ యువర్ రియల్ నేచర్ పరంచధామ, యు ఆర్ బియాండ్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ దమ్. పరంచధామ దట్ మీన్స్ యు ఆర్ నీదర్ ద నోవర్ నార్ ద నోన్, బికాస్ దే బోత్ బిలాంగ్ టు ద రిలేటివ్ ప్లేన్. You cannot think of a knower without the known and vice versa. You cannot think of a subject without an object and vice versa. Knower known division falls within the Saguna Ishvara, Maya Sahita Ishvara. Therefore, with Maya, you alone appear as Bhoktru Bhogya Prapancha. Bhoktru Bhogya Prapancha. So, Satyatyacha Bhavat Niruktancha Niruktancha Nilayanancha Nilayanancha Vijnanancha Vijnanancha. All these paths you alone are. And minus Maya, what you become? You are neither knower nor known. You are Paramdhama, the ultimate truth beyond the paths of opposites. Here also the word Paramdhama indicates Nirgunam. All others indicate Sagunam, like the previous shloka. So there it was, you know, sat asat param. Here it is vedya vetru padam param. That's the difference. Not only that, tvaya vishvam tatam, this whole universe vishvam is pervaded by you alone. Tatam means vyaptam. In the 9th chapter also it has come here earlier. So maya tadamidam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina, that shloka we have already seen there earlier. But there maya tadam refers to what? To Nirgunam Brahma. But here Tautam refers to Sagunam Brahma. So Tvaya Tatam Vishwam. There Maya Tatam refers to, in 9th chapter, Nirgunam Brahma, Maya Tatam. Here it refers to the Sagunam. And Tvaya Tatam Vishwam, He Ananta Rupa, O Lord, with endless forms, so Anantani Rupani Yasesaha Ananta Rupaha. So Tvaya Tatam Vishwam, O Lord, of endless forms. That is how Arjuna addresses Krishna. Shloka 39. Vayuryamognir varunashashankaha Vayuryamognir varunashashankaha Prajapatistvam prapitamahascha ప్రజాపతిస్త్వం ప్రపితామహశ్చ నమో నమస్తేస్తు సహస్రకృత్వః నమో నమస్తేస్తు సహస్రకృత్వః పునశ్చ భూయోపి నమో నమస్తే పునశ్చ భూయోపి నమో నమస్తే. సో ఇన్ ది ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక అర్జున సెట్ అనంత రూపః యు ఆర్ ఎండోర్డ్ విత్ ఎండ్లెస్ ఫార్మ్స్ అనంత రూపః. And Arjuna gives some samples here, in what all forms the Lord appears. What are the forms? Vayuhu. So, Vayu Rupena Tvameva. You alone are in the form of Vayu. That is why Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo in the Shanti Mantra. And Yamaha, you are in the form of Yamadharma Raja. Krishna has taught him so much. Kalos Meloka Kshayakrit Pravrittaha. Krishna has, I alone am Yama also, Kalos me. So don't hate Yamadharma Raja. When he comes, accept him also. He is just doing the job. In the Shankaracharya movie, actually, there is a, they say, Ayahi Mrityoho, O Mrityu, come, do come. I have done so much of work and it is now time for me to quit. So please do come. Will any of us will be able to say that? So that is called acceptance of both. Yamaha here. So that is why in Sandhyavandanam also. So Yamaya Dharmarajaya Mrityavecha Andhakayacha. Yamaya Dharmarajaya. He is not an adharmic, terrible person. But a dharmic person, Dharmaraja. Who comes when he has to come. So let us prostrate in front of Yama Dharmaraja. It is bowing to Dharma, that means. To the Lord. Then Agnihi, you are Agni. Then Varunaha, the waters. Almost all Pancha Bhutas are coming here in this description. Then Shashankaha, it can represent Prithivi also. Also it can represent moon. Then Prajapatihi, you are the Brahma, the creator. And Prapitamahascha, Brahma is called Pitamaha. Grandfather Vishnu is called Prapitamaha. So, great-grandfather, because even for Brahmaji, he is father from his navel. In short, these are all only a few samples. We should remember, every form is the form of the Lord only, is your form only. That is why we have a uniqueness in our religion, that everything becomes an object of worship. In all other faiths, God is given a particular form or a symbol. That alone is worshipped. They will not accept the gods of other religion. Only in our religion, God manifests in the form of the whole creation. So, any object is worshipped by us. Others may say that it is all fancy, no intelligence at all. But we are too much intelligent and that is why we are able to worship anything and everything. What a frame of mind should be for someone to worship anything and everything. We can add one more Christ or one more Allah also. We already have 33 crores of devatas. A few more does not matter at all. We can add any number. So Arjuna says, I have to prostrate to all these. But how is it possible? Already one prostration itself, I find it so much difficult with my knee. If I do Saltanga Namaskaram, get up, the knee tells me. So he says, Namo Namaste Astu. Let there be prostrations unto you. How many times? Sahasrakritva. Because you are Sahasra Sirisha Purushaha, Sahasraksha Sahasrapath. So I have to do thousands of namaskarams to you. So Sahasrakritva. Vishvatas Chakshurata Vishvato Muko, Vishvatas Hastam Uta Vishvataspath. That's what Vedam says. So you have got so many forms. So prostrations to you thousands of times. And then he remembers, is 1,000 times enough? The forms are infinite. Thousands are not enough. So, punascha bhuyopi namo namaste. Punascha bhuyaha api namo namaste. Again and again prostrations to you. That is the height of bhakti. Arjuna, you know, senayor ubayor madhyem ratam sthapaya. That's what the command in the first chapter. Now, what he does? Punascha bhuyopi namo namaste. I want to do namaskarams to you again and again. He feels like prostrating the Lord so many times. శ్లోక 40. నమ పురస్తాదత పృష్టతస్థే నమ పురస్తాదత పృష్టతస్థే నమోస్తు తే సర్వత ఏవ సర్వ నమోస్తు తే సర్వత ఏవ సర్వ అనంత వీర్యామిత విక్రమస్త్వం అనంత వీర్యామిత విక్రమస్త్వం సర్వం సమాప్నోషి తతోసి సర్వః సర్వం సమాప్నోషి తతోసి సర్వః. Now Arjuna, he does not know what to do now, because you know, he is in such a stage. So he says, he again prostrations to you from different directions. So purastadata namaha, prostrations in front of you. Prishtate prishtataha te namaha, prostrations from behind also. So namaskaram from right side, namaskaram from left side. Then he becomes tired. So he says, sarvataha eva namaha, prostrations to you from all directions, because you are in all directions. There is no direction without you. So that is why they tell the story, you know, when a bhakta was doing namaskarams, the legs were stretching and the priest came and told him, don't stretch the legs in that direction of the Lord. Then he said, you please put my legs in that direction where the Lord is not. For the priest, Lord is only that idol. But for a Virat Bhakta, Lord is everywhere. And when the priest was moving the legs, he found Shivalingas coming in all directions. Every direction there was a Shivalinga. Then only he understood that this person is a great devotee who sees Lord in everything. We may say the temple is a sacred place. We cannot do certain things there, etc. and all those things. But for a Virat Bhakta, it will be impossible, because he sees Lord everywhere. So he cannot observe certain niyamas at all. So here he says, sarvataha namaha, prostration to you from all directions. Why sarva? Because you happen to be everything. And ananta viryam amrita vikramaha, amita vikramaha tvam. You are ananta viryaha, the Lord of limitless power, ananta viryaha. Anantam viryam yasya, so limitless power. And amita vikramaha, limitless courage also, valor, vikramaha. And mitam, measurable. Mitam means measurable. So mita aharam, that's why we said moderation in eating. You should have mita aharam. And amitam means in excess, not in moderation. So amita vikramaha means you are the Lord of infinite strength and courage. So amita vikramaha. Then sarvam samapnoshi, you pervade everything. Everything is pervaded by you. Of course, most of them are repetitions only, but we should take it as coming from the emotional mind of Arjuna. When he is emotionally so much overcome, he repeats certain things many times. So tatosi sarvaha, and therefore you are all. You pervade all, therefore you are all. Water pervades all waves, so water is all waves. Similarly, here also, you pervade all, and so you are all. That is the stage of Arjuna now. Shlokas 41 and 42, we will recite together. Saketi matva prasabam yadukham. Saketi matva prasabam yadukham. He Krishna, he Yadava, he Saketi. He Krishna, he Yadava, he Saketi. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam. Maya pramada pranayena vapi. Maya pramada pranayena vapi. Yachavaha sartha masat kritosi. Yachavaha sartha masat kritosi. Vihara shayasana bojaneshu. Vihara shayasana bojaneshu. Ekota vapyachuta tatsamaksham. Ekota vapyachuta tatsamaksham. Takshamaye Twamahamaprameyam. Takshamaye Twamahamaprameyam. Here Arjuna is looking back to his relationship with Krishna. Because his Sakha and all, that was all his relationship with Krishna. Because previously Arjuna was looking upon Krishna as another ordinary person. Perhaps he might have known Krishna as an avatara, but it was only some kind of a vague knowledge. He did not have the implication of the statement of an avatara. He thought avatara means he does certain supernatural things, perhaps. So what is the meaning of the Lord? That was not known to him at that time. So he was behaving with Krishna as an ordinary friend. So Sakha iti matva. So he has used all addressed in singular only. He might have moved with him. He must have had a lot of fun with him. Might have insulted him even as a friend. It's all okay. But suddenly, Arjuna brings to his memory all his behavior. And now he feels very bad. Oh, you are such a lord. How I have treated you. I should not have done all these. He is lord after all. Whether lord remembers or not, Arjuna remembers. So he is enumerating all of them here and says, for my behavior, I should request you to forgive me. So, Shantavyaha, that is the essence of shlokas 41 and 42. Saketi Matva, considering you as an ordinary friend, Sakha, not as a Vishwarupa, Paramatma, but as a simple Vasudeva, Vasudeva Putraha. That's what I thought of you. Prasabam Uktam, I have rashly, carelessly uttered. Prasabam. Prasabam means forcibly. Here we may take it as rudely. What did I say? Hey Krishna. In Sanskrit, hey indicates equal relationship. Hey, that kind of a thing. In Sambodhana itself, there are variations. If a person is of a low stature, they use the word re, like the servants, etc. If a friend, then they use this thing, hey, hey Krishna, hey Rama. When he is an elder person, respectable person, they call him Boho. And still higher, hey Bhagavan. So, Adihi Bhagavo Brahmeti. So, Bhagavan. So, I should have addressed you as Bhagavan, but I used hey whenever I talk to you. So, I addressed you like, hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Sakaiti. So, rudely, with respect to any respect, without any respect, I have addressed you. And all these are because of what? Tava idam mahimanam ajanata. Because I did not know such a glory, mahimanam, of you because of my ignorance. I did all those things. Pramadat, sometimes out of indifference, carelessness, negligence. And sometimes pranayena, because of my affection to you. I might have taken an extra liberty. Because of all these, I might have used certain words, certain terms to address you. And what should you do for all this? You should forgive me. Which is said actually in the next shloka. Yaccha vaha sartam asatkritosi vihara shayyajana sayyasana shayyasana bhojaneshu ekotavapyachyuta tatsamaksham takshamayetvamahamaprameyam. Here actually the main verb in this shloka is coming in this shloka from the previous shloka. Main verb is coming here. So for all these things, you should forgive me. And he adds some more misbehavior here. Asat kritosi, you have even insulted me. Asakar means what? It's opposite of satkar. Asatkar means opposite of satkar. When a person comes, you welcome that person and treat him with respect. And asatkar means disrespect, insult, ill treatment. That's, we can call it ill treatment. So I have done all these to you. With what intention? Avahasartham. Avahasaha means what? Parihasaha. For the sake of fun, I might have insulted you. So for the sake of fun, I have done so much to insult you. When? Vihara. Vihara means while playing among friends, telling a lie, cheating, all those things I have done. Shaya, in the bed. And asanam, while sitting. Bhojanam, while eating. When? Ekaha, alone. When no one was present. Or tat samaksham, in front of many people, either in privacy or in public, I might have insulted you for all these things, kshamaye. I am asking for forgiveness for all the mischiefs that I have done to you. And what type of you? Again, aprameyam, the one who is incomparable. It has different meanings actually. That which cannot be known. And we say this from Parambrahma. For Parambrahma, we say Parambrahma cannot be known. So, Pramana Atitam, we cannot have that meaning here. And another meaning is that which cannot be measured, immeasurable, aprameyam. It's very big. That also we will not take here. So, there is a third meaning also. Prameyam means comparable and aprameyam is incomparable. So, aprameyam, tvam, aham, kshamaye. That's what he says. Shloka 43. Pitasi lokasya characharasya त्वमस्य पूज्यस्य गुरुर्गरीयान् त्वमस्य पूज्यस्य गुरुर्गरीयान् नत्वत्समोऽस्यधिककृतोऽन्यः नत्वत्समोऽस्त्यधिककृतोऽन्यः लोकत्रयेऽप्यप्रतिमप्रभाव लोकत्रयेऽप्यप्रतिमप्रभाव. So when Arjuna understands that Krishna is an avatar of the infinite Lord, the Virat himself, then Arjuna looks back to his relationship with Krishna and now he asks for forgiveness for his behavior and for his insult. He has given ahasartam asatkritosi. And here Arjuna makes sure that Krishna will forgive him by looking upon the Lord as Pita of the universe. The idea is what? However much a son might commit mistakes, generally the father forgives the son. That is the sentiment. So sign of maturity is the capacity to forgive. So once the son understands his mistake, the lesson is learnt. There is no point in brooding over. So we say everyone should be forgiven in the world. Even a criminal. So that is the height of Dharma Shastra. At least we should be able to forgive our own kids. Here Arjuna makes sure that Krishna will forgive him. So he says, O Krishna, you are the father of the universe and we are all innocent children. We may commit so many mistakes, but you should forgive all of us. So he says, Chara charasya lokasya pita asi. You are the father of this world which consists of charam as well as acharam. Charam refers to all the chetana principles, the conscious beings, and acharam refers to all the inert things. So because the very same chara-chara is interpreted differently in different contexts, we have seen it somewhere else earlier. So the first division is between the inert things and living things. Later, the very same living beings themselves are divided in charam and acharam, and in that context, charam means the animals, humans, birds, etc. And acharam means the plants which do not move about. So in this context, beings and things, because the Lord is the father to all of them. Father means here the creator. That's what it means. And the very definition of pita is pati iti pita, as the protector. So you have to protect us from our mistakes and adharma. So accept us as we are, as I am. Accept me as I am, in spite of my mistakes and drawbacks. So characharasya lokasya pita asi. Also, you are respectable not only because you are our father, you also deserve respect because of your own glory. Pujyascha asi, pujyaha, being respectable. Being pujyaha is respectable. According to Shastras, a father has to be respected. Whatever may be his qualification, his father. Many times what happens, the son has to respect the father even though the father does not have any qualification, does not deserve. The son thinks many times like that. No. But the son has to still respect because only one qualification, he happens to be his father. That is all. Oh Lord, you are such a father. No, not only you are a respectable father, you yourself by your glory deserves respect. Pujyasya. So, you are Pujaniyaha. And that is the correct, that is the father, and who should deserve respect by his character, by his discipline, by his dharma. So, father should command respect because of all these. So, a parent should never tell the child, I am the parent and you should respect. A parent should never do it. The son should respect the father because he is father, straight. But parent should never do it. Not only that, he is guru whom. You are the teacher. You are great and you are a teacher. One who is superior guru and elder. An elder is also a guru and also a teacher. And Gariyan, you are superior to all. There is no one superior to you. You are absolutely superior and not just relatively superior. Yes, Gariyan. That is why two terms, guru and Gariyan, are given in the same shloka. Tvamasya Pujyasya Gurur Gariyan. He gives the reason. Nat Tvat Samaha Asti. Nat Tvat Samaha Asti. There is no one equal to you. You should remember that all these descriptions are all for what? All these saguna virat. Still we are the sagunam plane. All these will fit nirguna brahma also. But here we should not take nirguna brahma but as only saguna virat. And there is nothing equal to virat. There is no second virat because it is all pervading one. Virat pervades all. So when there is no one even equal to you, how can there be somebody who is superior to you? There is no one even equal to you. So abhyatikaha anyaha kutaha. Abhyatikaha means superior, higher. How can there be anyaha kutaha? How can be there be anyone superior to you when there is no one even equal to you? So in fact, this is the explanation of na guruhu na gariyan. Na tvatsamaha abhyatikaha anyaha kutaha. Why? Because lokatraye api apratima prabhava. Prabhavaha means glory. And apratima means unequaled. So pratima means equal, and that is why a statue is called a pratima, because the same size of the person is put as an image. So prati miyate anya. So prati miyate anaya iti pratima. A statue and equal. Also, apratima means unequaled in glory. The glory is unequaled. You are the Lord with unequaled glory in all the three worlds, lokatraye api. And why does he praise like that? So that he can ask for forgiveness. So he is trying to again look for forgiving Krishna to forgive him. Shloka 44. Tasmat pranamya pranidayakayam. Tasmat pranamya pranidayakayam. Prasadaye twamahamishamidyam. Prasadaye twamahamishamidyam. Viteva putrasya sakeva sakyuhu. Viteva putrasya sakeva sakyuhu. Priya 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 yarhasi deva sodhum. Priya priya yarhasi deva sodhum. Tasmat. Therefore, I am seeking forgiveness. Because I deserve forgiveness. And you are the giver of forgiveness. And so tasmat, therefore, tvam prasadaye, I am propitiating you, pleasing you. How? Pranamya pranidhaya kayam. I am placing my body in front, prostrating in front of you. Kayam, kayam in shariram. Pranidhaya, having placed in front. So sashtanga pranamam kritva. I did namaskar, sashtanga namaskar. So by falling, prostrating and bowing, pranamya, in front of you, prasadaye, I am propitiating you. And what type of you? Isham, idhyam, Isham, one who is the Lord, Ishaha, ruler of the whole universe. And idhyam, one who deserves honor, who is worshipful, pujaniyaha. Id means to worship, idhyam, worshipful. And how should you forgive me? He gives certain example here, how the Lord should forgive him. Piteva putrasya, just as a father forgives all the mistakes of his putra, the son comes marrying, for example, you know, the son goes and gets some registered marriage and comes home. This is the news in several families, you know. Father has been planning for 20, 25 years, but the son is, you know, parallel, he is also planning perhaps. So that's the beauty, and they never discuss all that. And in the olden days, you know, they need not discuss because it was taken for granted that till wedding, the son implicitly obeys the parents. Nowadays, it does not work perhaps. So, right or wrong, it's a different question. We are not, you know, discussing that. So, father assuming the son, he will listen to him. And one day, he tells the son that such and such a horoscope is matching. And the son also tells the father, that is okay, dad. I got it all made. It's all done. So, these days, every parent should discuss with their children when they are 15, 16 itself perhaps. And the children do things in their own way, getting angry over them is not gracious on the part of the parents. Thereafter, they have to only for how to smoothen the things, affairs. There is no point in unnecessarily creating all kinds of hard feelings. So, one side there is prestige, another side there is selfishness, endless problem with every person. So, father has to forgive and adjust because of what? He is father, period. He is father, he has to do that. So, piteva putrasya. putriyaha, both also, for girls also. So we have to supply the word aparadhan. Aparadhan means it is incomplete without the mistakes of the son or daughter. So whatever mistakes are done by the daughter or son, father should be able to forgive. Similarly, sakha iva sakyuhu, just as a friend forgives the mistakes of his friend, that is a sign of relationship, friendship. So true friendship is opening the heart and forgiving each other's mistakes. Sakha iva sakyuhu. And similarly is the relationship between husband and wife also. There must be forgiveness. Husband is considered to be guru in olden days. Not so now perhaps, but in olden days. So he deserved it all. He deserved it also at that time because of knowledge and maturity. Knowledge and maturity not in chemistry or physics, but in shastras, in dharma, dharma. So that kind of things. And when husband commits mistakes, the wife accepts it and forgives out of respect. They are all, that is the type of, you know, shastric marriage. And when the wife commits mistakes, the husband forgives out of affection. That is called priyam. Where there is respect and affection linking two people, then there will be no problems between them at all. Divorce cases will never come. Otherwise, you both are, you know, charging at each other like wild rams, the tragedy will be the children. So ending up in serious consequences. So once married, the relationship should be one of love in spite of mistakes. Not love without mistakes, because humans will always commit mistakes. One has to know how to love without mistakes. So there is nothing like a perfect human being at all. Always there will be some issue or other with everybody. That is why in the Vivaha Mantra it says, you know, Jauraham, Prithvitvam, Samaham, Rikthvam. These are all beautiful mantras. I am like sky, you are like earth. I am like Samaveda, you are like Rigveda. So just as these things go together, similarly, we should also go together in spite of problems. There may be many problems, but we should go. So this is the basic relationship between a husband and wife. But one thing, just because the other person is forgiving, one should not do all kinds of things and say sorry at the least. No, that's not possible also. So that is dangerous. So it should not be exploited. So it should not be repeated. So as we grow in life, we should develop forgiveness, that ability to forgive. That's what we are emphasizing. So priyaham, priyayaham, aparadhan iva. We have to add aparadhan. So just as the priyaha, husband, priya, the wife, because the very word itself is important here. So why not say husband and wife? Priyaha, and priyaha means beloved. So the very word beloved indicates the basic tie is what? Based on love only. So devaha, O Lord. Similarly, sodum arhasi, you should also forgive my aparadhas. Literally sodum means to bear with. So you have to bear with all my mistakes also and forgive me. So that is the tone of Arjuna now to Lord Krishna, and we will continue with Shloka 45 next week. Yo vedadau swara prakto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leenasya parasamaheshwara asi krishna arpanamastu narayana.